All right. A writer for the New York Post, who actually spent some time at Michigan for the Michigan Daily, tweeted the other day on January 11th. It says, a friendly yet urgent reminder that 5 p.m. your local time today is the legal deadline to wish someone a happy new year. If you do so after the deadline, you will incur a $150 fine. And I retweeted out that you should, let that information go to your fellow Michigan Daily alum, Mr. Robert Wanowski. Hi, Bob. What do you think of that rule, that law?
That's a great idea.
Throw it against the wall. Yes. I'm going to call the police. Cancel Wojo.
No. First of all, I know I sometimes overdo it, but the entire month of January is fine for anybody, right? Right?
That's still number one. The first month of the year, it's the new year.
Right, and if you see somebody for the first time, it's completely legal in the year. Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right, well,
I'm so excited to be talking to John Jansen and Scoop Stoney today.
because I'm Mr. Newsbreaker. A source told me.
Ooh. And sources say.
So did you even know what a source is?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but continue.
That they've offered Kevin Colbert the job, and it's in his court, whether he's going to accept it or not.
Well, of course, if that turns out to be true and he accepts it, I think that's the home run, right?
Yeah. Well, yes.
That's the one home run, because I know some people thought or think that Robert Saleh was the home run as the head coach, and I certainly like that idea. It looks like he may be going to the Jets, but still, he didn't have the background, obviously, that Kevin Colbert has. That would be Stoney. Get your source to finish that deal up. Let's go.
I'm trying. You know, and I told him, Wojo, like I'm sure what you do too, when you have sources. Hey, if you're wrong, you're not going to be a source ever.
That's true. The one thing about Colbert, because when I heard your big Woodward and Bernstein breaking news today, when I heard that, I thought, God, of course it's a home run, and the Steelers have a great system. The one thing that gave me a little bit of pause is he's never had to hire a head coach, right? Ever?
Who hired Tomlin, him or the owner?
Well, whoever it was just sort of, wasn't it? Well, no, you're right. They did do a search on that. And, but one. So, again, believe me, home run, no doubt about it. But he's been in one system, and it would be fascinating to see if it can translate somewhere else. We tried that before here locally with the Patriots. It didn't work. I have much better faith in Kevin Colbert if that's the guy.
And if it's not Kevin Colbert, if it's anybody else, who do you think would be, I don't know if you want to call it a home run, but who do you think would be the easiest sell to the fan bases as a GM?
I think people would love the Ed Dodds from the Colts, certainly, because – they've rebuilt on the fly, so to speak. I will say this. The guy who's coming in for his second interview, Brad Holmes.
Very intriguing. I did a little reading on him, man.
From the Rams?
Yeah.
Very intriguing, very highly respected. Is only the director of college scouting for the Rams. But, you know, perhaps if you have a veteran coach, you can have a young GM or vice versa. The one thing on Holmes' resume that gives him cachet in my mind, He's the guy that said to draft Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
For the Rams a few years ago. Mm-hmm. That's it for me. That's enough.
Exactly.
Somebody saw that and took him.
As we go to Ann Arbor, we'll talk JH. Let's talk the disappointing JH first. That would be Jim Harbaugh, the news dump, whatever you want to call it, on Friday. It was expected. Exactly what happened. What do you think should happen next with staff? Forgetting Don Brown, we know that's done already. He's at Arizona. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, he is going to have a staff. He's going to have a new defensive coordinator. I think he's going to have a much younger staff. Don Brown, at his peak, was a great defensive coordinator. I think he didn't evolve, and part of that, too, was recruiting. He had very specific style of player he wanted in recruiting, and it didn't really include big, hulking defensive linemen. So that will be next. And going forward, I know it's not what people want, and we say that, but we don't know. Some Michigan fans might be fine with it. But I think it's a reasonable compromise on both sides. Like, so many people, and I always, you know, want to call out hypocrisy when I hear it. You know, there's so much money in college football, and they don't pay the players and all this. And in the midst of a pandemic, Michigan did make a, I think, Ward Manuel made a shrewd financial move. And the fact that Harbaugh accepted it shows to me that he's either, you know, uber motivated, or he wants to reclaim his reputation a bit, and then maybe both sides will revisit this after a year or two. I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know how good or they will or won't be this year, but I do think they're going to be all shaken up and different, and you're going to see perhaps a more youthful, energized type team.
How long does this give Jim Harbaugh to get the ship righted?
I think 2 years. But it might only be 1 year, and that's to me the secret sauce in the contract is low buyouts on both sides for right. Harbaugh. I refound whatever it was I lost, and now the Chicago Bears are available, whatever. That gives him that out after a year or two. The buyout keeps going down. And the same for Michigan. I mean, they would just owe him the 1 year of the contract, and then that goes down year after year. So, again, it's sort of both betting on Harbaugh betting on himself and Michigan betting on Harbaugh betting on himself, and no idea if it's going to work. You got players going to decide it. The quarterback position are going to decide it. But he's, from what I understand, he is all in. This wasn't a, from what I understand from people close to him, this wasn't a, oh, God, they insult him. All right, I'll accept this. Once he decided to go for it and there was no interest from the NFL, from what I understand, he is 100% in and determined to prove who he is.
All right, the other JH on Ann Arbor, Juwan Howard, that was just such an ass-kicking last night, and the energy on the bench, you couldn't really play much better than they did. Although Hunter Dickinson didn't even have a great game, and they still kicked their butt by so much. Is it too crazy to say, well, we could, you know, be as good as Gonzaga or Baylor, or is it Gonzaga, Baylor, and they're just in a group of about, 10 other teams that are really, really good?
Well, I think they're in a group, not 10 other teams. I think they're in a group of three or four other teams. Just behind Gonzaga and Baylor. And that game last night against Wisconsin, and you mentioned the other JH, Jim Harbaugh, and this JH, Juwan Howard, who's done a fantastic job, no doubt about it, got them to play, I would say, as good, if not even better defense than they were playing late in the John Beilein era. But watching that game last night, I was struck by this. What Michigan basketball did to Wisconsin, 43-6-1, snapped their spirit to the point where it looked like they were quitting in the second half, reminded me of what Wisconsin football did to Michigan this year. It was I was struck by them, like, what was that game, 49-11? And I was watching this. They just frustrated them into nothingness with ferocity and defense and swarming. And, I mean, sustainable? Probably, I guess. We'll see how long this season goes with COVID and everything else. But that was remarkable. It was a similar slaughtering to the football the other way.
They were just dominant, and they're having so much fun doing it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, which was nice to watch.
You know what the key is? You have a skilled offensive guy who's going to be an NBA player in Franz Wagner, and they have him bulked up, and they have him playing incredible defense. How many times did he just get in the passing lane and swat the ball and go in for a layup or a dunk? I mean, They got something going on, and all full marks to Juwan Howard and also Phil Martelli, who was a great addition, obviously, mm-hmm. last year to the bench.
And obviously, the other person was playing really well yesterday. If you Dan Dockett must have said 50 times that Isaiah Livers is an NBA player.
Isaiah Livers is taking it leaps and bounds. And remember, there were decisions to be made at the end of last year by mm-hmm. Livers and Wagner. Like, do you want to stay? And they both stayed, and when you look at Livers, I mean, what a leader and what a, you know, again, we're not making him into the number one player in America or anything, but he is the glue and the glare and everything on that team. And this is going to be interesting to watch going forward.
And he's healthy.
I remember last year, Michigan's missing Isaiah Livers. I remember I used to have this little debate with little Evan Jenkins there in the station. He goes, why do people think it's such a big deal they don't have Livers? He's injured. And I think he's a pretty damn good player. Like, it matters, and you're seeing the difference right now.
Evan, by the way, thinks Hunter Dickinson's a top five pick if he comes out this year. I don't, but I don't think he's coming out either.
No. Stop that. His game right now does not translate to the NBA.
Right, that's exactly.
Tell me a 7-foot center who just couldn't play around the basket rim and not take a single jump shot and excel in the NBA right now.
Drummond's like the only one you can even think of that's close.
Yeah, that's why Michigan's kind of lucky. They've got a great college skilled player that probably is not ready remotely to translate to the NBA.
All right. Woj, thank you as always. If my sources tell anything, I won't let you know.
Yes, you will. And tell me, hey, Stoney, who's your source, by the way? Oh, that's not how it works.
No. 97.1 The Ticket.